USA Radio News.
A government shutdown avoided. President Trump last night signs a bill funding the government for two more days. This buys lawmakers time to work on a COVID relief bill. One sticking point, stimulus checks. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson among those opposing $1,200 stimulus checks.
Just spend another $275 billion, send it out to 115 million households, when we are currently at about 9 million jobs less than we were in a record economy before the COVID recession.
House leaders hoping for a vote Sunday afternoon. House leaders briefed yesterday on Eric Swalwell's ties to a suspected Chinese spy. The FBI briefing Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. No comment from Pelosi after the meeting on Swalwell's future on the House Intelligence Committee. McCarthy wants Swalwell removed. This is USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
COVID vaccine distribution not happening fast enough to stop a spike in cases. University of Washington Dr. Chris Murray expects 60,000 more deaths across the country by April 1st.
It takes time to deliver the vaccine. You know, it takes 8 or 9 days before it starts to have much of an effect on those who are vaccinated. You take all that into account, we don't expect to see a major dent on the daily death rate from vaccination until sometime in February.
Dr. Murray says it's very important that we be careful for the next 6 to 8 weeks. California, among the states seeing the largest COVID spikes, the state setting a new record Thursday with 379 deaths from the virus. Another 300 deaths announced yesterday. Dr. Ron Borger tells CNN if this continues, doctors will have to make gut-wrenching decisions.
If things don't change, we're going to probably be rationing care, and that's something that's very concerning.
Hospitalizations in California doubling since December 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Museums are a popular tourist attraction in D.C., but one lawmaker doesn't see the need for more.
Republican Senator Mike Lee blocked bipartisan legislation that would have established national museums dedicated to the histories of Latino Americans and American women. The senator from Utah has been taking a lot of heat for blocking both museums. He explains on Fox and Friends why he's against them.
Yeah, look, right now, when Americans are divided and suffering as much as they are, the very last thing we want to do is further divide Americans and start to have them see themselves in separate historical silos. Look, we've already got 19 Smithsonian museums. Some of them are visited frequently when we're not in a global pandemic. So look, if the story of Latino Americans is not being told accurately or fairly, let's tell it in the American History Museum. If it's not big enough, let's expand that museum. But I see no reason why we should create more sections of, as Theodore Roosevelt would have described, hyphenated Americans. That's not who we are.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Two music legends teaming up for a song protesting lockdown orders. Van Morrison and Eric Clapton releasing Stand and Deliver yesterday.
Do you want to be a free man? Or do you want to be a slave?
Proceeds from the song benefiting struggling musicians in Ireland and Great Britain. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.